It's now time for our seventh finalist. And Genevieve Reynolds is from the School of Environmental Studies. And the title of the presentation is Human Traces in Wild Spaces.
What stories do we tell ourselves about the places we live in? Here in BC, we often hear about the wild, untouched forests of the coast, and while it's a nice story, it isn't the whole truth. I'd like to tell you a little of the more complete story of the Central Coast and about a tree that West End science nearly forgot. To put it simply, these forests are far from uninhabited or untouched. The Heiltsik and Awikino nations have made their homes on the Central Coast since time immemorial, where they've practiced land stewardship like transplanting and tending trees and burying shells in soil to change its nutrient content. We call the long-term impacts of Indigenous stewardship eco-cultural legacies, and they've affected the ecology of the Central Coast in ways that Western science is only just starting to wrap its head around. We know a lot about how these legacies affect dominant trees, but nothing at all about how they affect rare Pacific yew trees. If you've never heard of this species, I don't blame you. They're not very well known and were only investigated scientifically in the 80s and 90s when they were harvested to dangerously low levels for the anti-cancer compounds in their bark. The Heiltsik Nation knew about the species' medicinal uses millennia before Western medicine and also used it to make tools like digging sticks and fish hooks. Pacific yew was essential to their ancestors' survival, and so they often cultivated clusters of yew trees close to villages so that they could always access them. Heiltsik people maintain a close connection with Pacific yew today, so I'm working with the Heiltsik First Nation to investigate the impacts of eco-cultural legacies on Pacific yew, with the goal of understanding its habitat and growth patterns on these historic village sites. Last summer, the nation allowed me to travel to their territory, where I spent weeks bushwhacking through dense forest to find and measure yew trees on village sites and compare them to trees growing in uninhabited spots. Combining ecological and archaeological methods with traditional knowledge, we found that stewardship histories can affect the height of yew trees and the amount of nutrients they can absorb. These important findings will help inform the Heiltsik Nation's conservation and resource management policies. And it also sheds light on the impact of legacies on this tree species that is so often overlooked. The story of Pacific yew continues, and while much of it is uncertain, looking into its past relationships with Indigenous peoples helps us to understand its present and future. And next time you're on a trail and you see a yew tree through the forest, I hope you can think of the more complete story of these lands. Thank you.